Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And to talk about the status of the Guardians and so much more, we're going to go ahead and we're joined by Odyssey, MLB Insider, Tony Gwynn Jr. Insider Calls presented by Grainger for the ones who get it done. Grainger offers the professional-grade products you need delivered when and where you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Tony Gwynn Jr. now joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Tony, welcome to the show.
What's going on, Tony?
Thank you. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well. I got to ask you about this. Usually we lead Guardians when talking baseball in town, but last night, another benches clearing dust-up between your Padres and the L.A. Dodgers. Let's be completely honest. If that had been the Cardinals plunking Fernando Tatis in the hands last night, we're not clearing base. We're not clearing dugouts, right?
There's a little bit of a little bit more of a history to this one. So, I mean, Toddy had been hit. That was the third time he had been hit in the 7 games that the teams had played. So, if that had been the Cardinals and they had done the same thing, we would definitely have seen the benches clear. But I will say that there's a little bit more of a heated kind of feel to what the Padres and Dodgers are going through right now.
So, Tony, as we look at the Guardians, where are we right now? I think if we look at the AL Central, just above 500, the Tigers played really well this season. Would you say the AL Central in reach or already sort of done and dusted here?
I mean, listen, there's still, you know, a lot of games left, but it does seem like Detroit is the team to beat in that division. Got 9.5 up on the Guardians right now, and right there has been no sign that they are going to falter. Now we're sitting in June right now. So, you know, we got a lot of baseball left. A lot of things can happen between now and the end of September, but I would be hard pressed to not be picking the Tigers to win the division.
Tony Gwynn Jr. on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I'm not sure if you're aware of this. The Guardians offense has been hot trash this year. 30th in most major categories. And yet they got a lot of young guys that I actually like. And one of the rebuttals from the organization is, well, we got a lot of really, really super young players, experientially speaking. And until you get, let's say, 1,000 at-bats into the big leagues or, you know, 750 at-bats in, it's just too early to tell on these players. How much is that a fair rebuttal for the Guardians that they just have so many young players that that's part of why their lineup just has not performed this year?
Yeah, I think that is fair. You know, I think, you know, that's just kind of show you how much the game has changed. The expectation is now 1,000. It used to be 1,500. And so there's an emphasis on teams improving faster. But certainly when you have a young team like the Guardians do, you have to expect the growing pains. This is the top tier of top tier in terms of baseball. And for a guy who hasn't had the experience or hasn't been able to kind of be a cipher information through experience or at bats, it's just going to be tough. There are occasions where you have, you know, guys who are just exceptional that come out and they prove it from day one. But for most guys, There is a process that you have to kind of go through before you start to have some success at the big league level.
So if we're looking for a young success and some of these guys needing time, how do you balance sort of being buyers and sellers at the deadlines if you're Guardian, if you're the Guardians, between, you know, probably sitting somewhere near 500? And also at that point, you're probably talking about, hey, these guys are going to be not at that level, but they're going to be getting deeper and should be improving at that point.
Yeah, you know, it's tough. It really depends on your roster kind of setup, right? If you got some veterans on your team that, you know, it may not necessarily be in the future plans, but will be, you know, a type of guy that could help a contender at in down the stretch. You absolutely can flip those pieces and not only get a guy that possibly can help you now, but guys that can help you in the future. So you're balancing that. In terms of the young nucleus, though, part of the issue with the at-bats is you got to kind of identify who are the guys that you feel like you need to have, and maybe some of those same pieces can be used in a trade. And so I think as we get closer to the end of July, that will kind of dictate where the team is at and what direction they go in as you try to balance being, you know, buyers and sellers.
Tony, let's say that the offense takes a small step. We're talking like maybe they're the 25th best offense in baseball, but the rotation finds itself. And I actually think we're close to that happening. And and the bullpen continues to take a step in the right direction. Is a strong starting rotation and I would say an elite bullpen, is that enough to carry this offense to the playoffs, or do they have to do something at the deadline to boost this offense further?
I mean, they would have to take some pretty big steps. We're not talking little steps. I think the rotation does seem to be kind of grounding into form, but and the one thing you can always bank on, at least from my standpoint, I think Cleveland has figured out how to develop pitching. And so you can feel pretty good about that coming. I don't know that they have enough offense on their own to be able to pull that off. I think a move could be warranted to try to boost that offense. But you certainly can get into the playoffs with strong enough pitching and a good bullpen. It just depends on how many steps forward that bullpen takes down the stretch to see if the Guardians can pull something like that off.
So we talk about the rotation. What is the perception sort of nationally? I know you talked on a little bit there, but looking at it, I think here in Cleveland, we do have that mentality that, yeah, they're taking the right strides. You see something with the younger players like Slade Ciccone, like Logan Allen pitching pretty well this year. Is that the perception nationally, or is this rotation still a sort of a step behind where the better teams in baseball are?
I think they're still a step behind right now. I think it's tough to really compare them to some of the rotations that have had some years under their belt and have proven that they can be consistent in this league. But they certainly are on the right path. Seeing Ciccone as a Diamondback, got to see him a lot. He's a guy, he's a bulldog. I like the way he gets after it. You mentioned Logan Allen having a good year. It's going to continue to take.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Those type of guys to take those steps forward for the starting rotation to get on a national stage. They definitely have some names that teams know of, but I don't know that they're in the conversation in terms of talking as an entire rotation yet.
Tony Gwynn Jr. on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Insider calls brought to you by Grainger for the ones who get it done. Grainger offers the professional grade products you need delivered when and where you need them. Call, click Grainger.com or just stop by. So Dennis Santana last night tries to go into his own stands because, in his words, a player had crossed the line. How does baseball handle this? Like, how do you take what happened very seriously? Because it could have become the malice at the palace, like what happened to the NBA 20 years ago, but also understanding that this person actually might have said something that crossed the line.
Yeah, I think we are in times now where it seems like spectators who are watching the game have kind of lost their minds in some ways. And we consistently are hearing about lines being overstepped and we're having different reactions. Fortunately, you know, somebody was able to grab Dennis before it escalated any further. But obviously you have to take it seriously because, as you said, it could be something that could turn into a much bigger situation. But I don't think you should overreact. It seemed their calmer heads seemed to prevail in the end, which is, at the end of the day, all you really want.
The Guardians have the A's coming up on the schedule, and rookie Nick Kurtz has been absolutely just on fire over the last couple of series. If you're a Guardians fan looking around and you're looking at players like Kurtz, players like Caglione, and a couple of other rookies stepping up and making major impacts on their team already, is it too early to start to be upset about slow development paired with an injury for a guy like Travis Bazzana, or is it fair to look around and say we might rather would have had one of these guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably a bit early for that. I think, as we talked about earlier, development is something that is not a straight kind of upward climb. You're going to have times where a guy's going good, a guy's going bad, injuries happen. I think there's a level of patience that has to kind of take place if you truly want to see your team get better. Because if they're reactive all the time off of, you know, fans feeling that it's late developing and they're reacting, you don't ever really get a chance to see what the end product ends up happening. And what ends up happening is you see your guy end up developing elsewhere and becoming the type of player that you're envisioned. So, yeah, I think there has to be some grace given as you watch some of these young guys go.
Tony, great stuff as always, bud. Really appreciate you. And, next time, don't get in the next Donnybrook, all right? You just stay up in the broadcast booth. Nobody wants any of that Shohei mess anyways, okay?
Will do.
Thank you so much there. That was Odyssey MLB Insider Tony Gwynn Jr. for the ones who get it done. Grainger offers the professional-grade products you need and delivered when and where you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. So we asked him about the amount of at-bats you need, and I know that there's a lot of compelling data behind it. I don't think that's the only problem with the Guardians lineup. I think it's really tough to put a young player. This might be the only reason you shouldn't bring up Kafis or DeLauder. There's nobody coming into this lineup that's thinking, oh, I just need to play my game and, you know, see where this goes. I think every one of these guys are uniquely feeling the pressure of how bad this lineup is. And I think that's why you're seeing some bad at bats, because I think these kids are folding in the pressure of trying to learn at the big league level, and there just aren't enough big league bats around them.
Yeah, I mean, Stephen Vogt kind of talked to it a couple of weeks ago. I don't remember what game it was. They ended up losing, and he came out, and he was frustrated, and he's like, this is probably the first team I can say this team didn't look like themselves. They were trying to do too much at the plate. Everybody was taking massive hacks, and this is not the brand of baseball that we play. This is not who we are. I think that's part of it. I also think, as much as this conversation has gone around, like, the platooning is a problem. You bring up young bats, and you can look at John Kenzie Noel. You can look at guys like Jonathan Rodriguez, Daniel Schneemann. You have guys who don't have a ton of major league at-bats who are also playing one every 3-4 days. It's like, it's hard to build consistency there too and get the at-bats you need while also feeling confident in your play.
I also think, like, I know why they do the random lineup generator. It's harder to beat a lineup that hasn't been run out there, and they are just trying to field a lineup. I don't think that's helping these young guys either. I think not knowing who you're hitting in front of or not getting used to see, okay, what pitches are they going to see? What can I benefit from? That is part of the strategy of this that I think most years wouldn't hurt you if it's a lot of vets. There's a lot of youth there, and I don't think that's helping either.
Yeah, it's like a balance of, okay, so you have some vets, but then instead of just leaning into the younger players and saying, hey, are these guys going to be good? It's, oh, well, we got three guys at one position, all younger. May all be good. Maybe they'll get it done in 1 on 3 days. Maybe one of them will just start hitting 300 and we can turn to them.
Also, I just like that we've got a lot of middle infielders that then have to play everywhere and a lot of first basemen that have to play everywhere. You can draft a center fielder.
Third base. I
want these guys to know you don't need a third baseman. Thank you very much.
Going to at some point.
Yeah, about 6 years from now when that contract's up there, Chief. So about three years from now, you draft a third baseman.
Okay, fine. Go three years from now. Not saying in the first round.
I didn't realize we had Team Trade Hosey over here.
I'm not on Team Trade Hosey. I'm just saying.
Mac, does it sound like we got Team Trade Hosey over here?
You can still draft a third baseman.
I think we got a future-looking baseball fan over here. Not a Trade Hosey.
Thank you, Mac.
Boy, what a turd was polished between the two of you right there. Jake Volnick, not a fan of the Giants series. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.